Nou, de boodschap is duidelijk hier voor het Dolfinarium in Harderwijk. Geen euro, geen cent. Het dierenleed dat Dolfinarium heet. Het dierenleed dat dolfijnen, orka's en andere zeedieren in gevangenschap moeten doormaken. En daartegen wordt gedemonstreerd vandaag wereldwijd, zaterdag 13 mei. Empty the tanks worldwide. En ook Harderwijk is erbij.
There it is. A little town with a really big secret.
Janet Mulder, hoi.
Hoi.
Jij bent de organisator van vandaag.
Ja, dat klopt. Ja,
ben je tevreden?
Ik ben super tevreden.
Ja, waarom?
Omdat er zo weinig bezoekers zijn. Het is echt gewoon niet normaal.
Ja, ik sta al een tijdje hier de ingang te observeren, maar het is gewoon doodstil. Er komt niemand binnen.
Het is echt doodstil. Het Dolfinarium zegt altijd van dat ze geen last van ons hebben, van ons paar activistjes. Maar echt, het zet echt zoden aan de dijk. Ja.
Je staat echt te glunderen.
Ja, ik ben zo blij. Ik heb flyers in mijn hand. Ja. Ik raak ze niet kwijt. Er is niemand waar ik ze aan kan geven.
Ja, en dan is er nog iets waar je best wel trots op bent volgens mij. Want Rick O'Berry is hier ook vandaag aanwezig.
Ja, dat is mijn hero.
Ja, is jouw held.
Is mijn held, absoluut. Rick, dat is eigenlijk gewoon het hele begin, hè, van het hele verhaal. Van de hele gevangenschap van de dolfijnen en dat soort dingen. Alle informatie. En ja, vorig jaar heb ik dus een hele mooie grote fundraising georganiseerd voor hem. Waar ik 4.000 euro voor hem op heb gehaald. En ik zei tegen hem, wil je alsjeblieft naar Empty the Tanks Nederland komen? Let's do this, zei hij. Nou, en hij zit er.
They don't like me. They don't like my message.
Rick is world famous for his work with dolphins.
I feel somewhat responsible. Because it was the Flipper TV series that created this multi-billion dollar industry.
The dolphin smile is nature's greatest deception. It creates the illusion they're always happy.
You realize after a while they don't really belong in captivity.
Hello, Mr. O'Berry. What made you decide to be here today?
Well, I'm always interested in supporting any of these demonstrations in front of the dolphinariums. But this one in particular interests me, and I come here because I live so close in Denmark. It's actually working. You can see that there are more dolphin protesters here, dolphinarium protesters, than there are customers. So through the years they've been coming here and educating the public because of social media and the normal media, and people are getting the information. They're learning that this is an abusive industry, and they're not buying tickets like they used to. The same thing is happening here in Harderwijk that's happening in SeaWorld. People are not buying tickets, and it's hurting them here, and so hopefully they'll be forced into changing. This issue, for me at least, is as much about people, especially children, as it is the dolphins. It's not just the dolphins. What are we teaching children when we put them in a stadium and then bring out some wild animals to perform stupid, silly tricks for us, and then we teach our children to applaud something they should be rebelling against? So they've been lying to the public ever since 1938, when this industry started. It's a very abusive industry, and the only hope in stopping is that people stop buying tickets.
They take the boats around to the secret cove that nobody could see.
They're afraid of cameras.
They said if the world finds out what goes on here, we'll be shut down.
They were hiding something.
We need to get in there and film exactly what happens. We need to know the truth.
It's the largest slaughter of dolphins that takes place in the world in Taiji. The economic underpinning, the thing that generates it and keeps it going, is the capture to supply dolphins to places like Harderwijk. I remember the first time I came here to protest many years ago. I was doing an interview in the parking lot right here, and I confronted the head trainer, and I told him about the dolphins that they bought from Japan. And he said, no, we have never bought dolphins from Japan, and he told that to the media. But I had the proof. I had the actual records from the Taiji Whale Museum. And so they were very embarrassed when they got caught lying. And they all lie, all of these dolphinariums. And that's the reason I left this industry. I used to be a dolphin trainer, as you know. And I left because I got tired of being a professional liar. If you want to be a dolphin trainer, you better be prepared to be a professional liar. You have to lie to the media. You have to lie to the public. And worst of all, you have to lie to yourself every day. And what you lie about is education, research, and conservation. This is really all about money, making a lot of money for a corporation in Madrid, Spain. This is not owned by Dutch people. This money doesn't go to help anybody here in Holland. The money goes to a corporation in Madrid. So I don't know if people are aware of that. It's a very abusive corporation. They own lots of animals and abuse them regularly. That's how they make their fortune.
We needed people with a special set of skills to implement this mission.
They're behind me.
Let's go.
Good luck.
Underwater camera is set.
The most powerful tool we have is the Cove movie because it's so informative. You know, the Cove movie is as much about the dolphin captivity issue as it is about killing dolphins in Japan. That's what I like about that movie the most. And now I'm working with a group, a film company that want to make a remake of the film, the Cove movie, this time with actors. So if that happens, there'll be a second wave all over the world about this issue, and it could actually shut down the dolphin slaughter in Taiji. That's good news. If we get this story out again on a national, international scale, it will help.
Ben je hier in het dolfinarium geweest vandaag?
Nee.
Nee?
Nee, daar heb ik niet echt zin in.
Waarom heb je geen zin in? Nee, vind je dat niks?
Nee.
Vintage spinner.
Ik heb dat 30 keer gezien of zo.
Ja, vintage spinner.
Kijk, dus dat wordt een beetje vervelend, het dezelfde tijd te zien.
Ja, ze moeten even weer een nieuwe show hebben.
Nieuwe show.
Dat is natuurlijk.
Maar wel met dolfijnen.
Ja, nee, dat weet ik al. Die heb ik al thuis liggen zo. Maar ja, nou, met vogels is ook wel grappig, maar...
Er zijn ook mensen die zeggen van het is een beetje zielig. Die dieren die kunnen niet vrij zwemmen, die kunnen niet in de zee zijn. Die zitten daar altijd maar in dat kleine zwembad. Wat vind je dan?
Mijn vader is, hoe heet dat? Iets met zeoloog of zo. Heeft heel veel onderzoek gedaan naar dolfijnen. En die hebben wel gevoel. Maar het is anders als wanneer mensen in het water zouden moeten zitten en trucjes moeten doen.
Dus ja, want dit zijn waterdieren, dus het op zich in het water zitten is normaal voor ze. Maar ze kunnen niet de zee in. Vind je dat niet zielig?
Ja, het is wel zielig op zich, maar het is aan de ene kant, het is ook zielig, maar ik vind het moeilijk om ermee om te gaan, omdat Harderwijk staat gewoon onbekend, weet je wel. Dus
ja,
het is gewoon moeilijk.
Binnen.
Ja.
You know, when people go there, come to places like this, the young children walk away thinking, well, this is where dolphins belong. This is what they're about. They're about amusing us. And so that's the real damage. It's not just about the dolphins. It's about what are we teaching our children? This should be outlawed. I mean, we don't have, you go to the zoo, you don't see any other animal doing shows for their food. Only the dolphin has to do the show in order to be fed. Something wrong with that picture.
Well, here in Holland, it's forbidden to have wild animals in circuses. What's the difference between the dolphinarium and a circus with wild animals?
Well, the Hardback Dolphinarium is a circus, and they're in violation of the law, so obviously the system doesn't work. Hardback is just like the Asterix Zoo in Athens, Greece. In Athens, Greece, they banned all wild animal shows, yet the show goes on at the Attica Zoo with the dolphins. And when you say, well, there's a law against this, well, it's not a show, it's an educational experience. So they simply change the title instead of obeying the law. That's the same thing here.
It's a lie? The dolphinarium?
It's a lie. Yeah, the dolphinarium is a lie. And it's a beautiful city also, this Hardback. There's a lot. Tourists can come here and enjoy Hardback without coming into the dolphinarium. It's a beautiful, beautiful town.
Hardback doesn't need the dolphinarium.
No, they don't. They get nothing out of it, really, except a lot of protesters. Someday it'll be gone.
Thank you.
Sure.